100 word stories.
Hey everybody, good morning. This is Lawrence Simon coming to you from my sofa. Where else? We've got ourselves a weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, 100 words long. You know the drill by now. If you don't, well, welcome to the podcast. The topic for this week was a pick two. Hey, Case, chewable grasshopper, signals from outer space, here be monsters, and deadly. That's just these always just get crazier and crazier. Maybe we should have a pick 12. Anyway, let's hear all the stories that y'all came up with these. It's neat hearing the different directions, the different topics that you pick, but also sometimes how they converge. It's kind of cool. I mean, some topics just lure us in, and we all have different backgrounds, what tickles our fancies, and sometimes we get tickled in the same spot, and other times, well, it's more like a rectal exam sometimes. But hey, enough about Planet Z. Let's hear the stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Yummy. The screen said pick chewable grasshopper. Are there unchewable grasshoppers? How do you confirm that? Not a pretty picture. Is this an Andrew Scott Zimmern moment? I, for one, would prefer deep-fried grasshopper. More crunchy than chewy. Sure, friable is by form and function unchewable in a chewy sense. If I was scoping chewiness, it's not so much about turning large parts of grasshopper into smaller, but about bite impact, that happy bouncing mouth action. But back to the topic at hand. Pick two chewable grasshopper? Are we limited because of a breakdown in the supply chain? Just asking. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll, of NorvilleJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 745. It's a pick two challenge. Here we go. In the backyard, Bilbert took Linoli Amanda's hand and rose into the air, straight up, faster than Bilbert had ever flown before. Over the sound of rushing wind, Linoli Amanda shouted. The images on your dad's computer. How does he know they are coming from the supervillains and aren't something random, like signals from outer space? I don't know, Bilbert admitted, but, here comes the proof now. Look down there. He pointed at three people wearing capes and flying toward a nondescript office building. One emitted a deadly shockwave, blasting out the building's windows. Suddenly, the building flew to pieces. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
They locked me up for the good of society. A hopeless case for whom the only reasonable solution is incarceration and a potent regime of drugs to keep me in check and under control. They call me a monster. But nothing could be further from the truth. Just look at me. I'm not evil. I'm not the cold, calculating and callous demon that everybody makes me out to be. I'm just a normal, reasonable, everyday type of person. No different from any of you. But up here. Here, hidden away, in the darkest recesses of my mind. Here. Be. Monsters.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story for this week. The greenish sky wasn't a good omen, my grandfather said. When the sky's like that, don't chew the air. I laughed. Chew the air? Okay, I won't. As time progressed, the sky got worse. It looked poisonous. Some people wore gas masks. It looked quite dramatic. I wondered if I should too. And then the teeth, people's teeth, became green. And in a matter of days, they were dropping like flies. Earth was condemned. I moved to P205. There's plenty of work here, but they pay close to nothing. Too many people. I wonder if I should have chewed that air. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Trevor Zino here, with a story on the subject, Here Be Deadly Monsters. In some places, the maps say, Here Be Monsters. In others, Here Be Deadly Monsters. Brave knights make quests to slay them. Every time, the unknown regions shrink a little, as one by one, the monsters are removed from the world. And few are the monsters, and rare the occasions that they breed to generate new forms. Soon, the unknown regions will be gone, and there will be no more monsters in the world. Some say, good riddance. But what fun will there be in a world without giant parasitic wasps, dragons burning up whole cities, and the great plagues?
Good morning, it's Richard, and my Pick 2 story is based on the topics chewable and grasshopper. It's called Insectivore. They tell us that insects are the solution to world hunger and sustainable food supplies. Well, I'm all for it in many ways, although probably not for the usual reasons. After being stationed in this jungle hellhole for the last 3 years, I've been bitten by pretty much every bug and creepy crawly known to science, and quite a few that science is yet to encounter too. And I reckon it's time to redress the balance, to bite back, in a manner of speaking. So, tonight, I'm having grasshopper steak with peppercorn sauce. Tasty, like beef, but less chewable. Okay, that's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Greetings, podcast people. Rick Thomas here with my offering for this week's weekly challenge, initial communique. The round metal disc was huge, the size of a football stadium. It descended from orbit slowly. The whole world watched. From over the Atlantic, past the cities of the East Coast, drifting slowly, finally settling over a humongous field in eastern Colorado. Remote. Desolate. A door in the spacecraft opened. A creature emerged, not humanoid, insect-like, winged, archaic, and intelligent at the same time. A 5-foot grasshopper. A shrill whir emanated from the creature. Grasshoppers in the field took wing, like dancers in the moonlight. 30 minutes passed. The shrill whir stopped. The spacecraft disappeared in a blink.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The production of meat is not terribly efficient. There are also ethical concerns, so raising and slaughtering live animals for meat is not the best way to get protein in your diet. That's why I planned on grasshoppers and crickets for the space station. They're dumb, they're easy to raise, and provide a lot of protein for the cost. Much more than cows. Plus, you can't take a cow into space. We originally thought about eating any crew that dies on the station, but nah. Still, there are rumors about what happens to crew with poor performance reviews.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the pick two topics. Whatever people come up with, it's going in wild and imaginative and creative directions, like stirring your coffee and dripping in some creamer and watching it spread in vortices and weird threads until, well, you've got yourself some coffee. Have a sip. The topic for the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is, whose blood is that? So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for archives, links to people's stuff. All sorts of things are there. So I will see you there and tomorrow with stories from me, but you know, whatever. And next week, we're back at this again. 745 so far. And no sign of stopping. Unless, of course, I don't wash my hands or touch my face or get within 2 feet of another person. Is it? No, 2 meters, 6 feet. How did they come up with that? I think it was the airplanes or something. Well, these people got sick because of this and these people didn't. Never mind that some folks can really hawk a sneeze real far. And wear your mask. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.